I find it shocking that people have done scathing reviews of the movie Mary without even having watched it, and days before its official release, they don't know what they're talking about. And I want to warn you, just because you're hypercritical of everything and suspicious of all that is out there, that does not make you a devout Catholic. It just makes you a hypercritical person. Rather, as Catholics, we should find all the good out there that is possible and be able to point it out. So in light of this, last night I decided to watch the movie Mary on Netflix and take notes as I watched it for some talking points so we can discuss this movie and talk about the beautiful things that are there. If you have not seen the movie, and if you do not listen to everything that I have to say, and you leave negative comments, I can tell who you are. Those comments will be deleted. I am not a fan of uncharitable comments. I do want to hear, for those of you that watch the movie, what you thought of it and the way that it impacted you. Now let's get right into it. First of all, the movie starts out in a way that just blew my mind. It starts out with the conception of the Blessed Mother. It shows Joachim fasting for 40 days out in the desert, and then Anne praying for a child. Basically, this preparation for the conception, which was spoken of in the movie as miraculous. That was amazing. Both of them then have the Archangel Gabriel appear to them. Now, the way that he's depicted at first was a little bit unsettling, but think about this. How do you show an immaterial being on the screen? Your guess is as good as mine. They basically depict him wearing this blue cloak. He looks sort of like a Jedi, somewhat mystical looking. He appears to them and he's involved throughout the movie. And this is really, I think, quite beautiful. So in other words, the movie shows Mary from the very beginning as more than just ordinary. This is a very good point for the movie. Then later on, pretty soon in the life of the Blessed Mother, they show that Joachim and Anne had made a promise to the Archangel Gabriel that at a certain point they would send her to the temple, which they did. So they sent her off to the temple, which I thought that detail was spectacular. And she's greeted by the prophetess Anna, who we see later on in the life of Jesus and Mary. And so the Blessed Mother is shown in the movie as part of this group of virgins in the temple. Now, I think it's really interesting because they show Mary as doing ordinary tasks, cleaning and doing this. So they show her in her humility. They also show early on in the movie this theme of lilies, which we know kind of is connected to Saint Joseph. So I thought that was interesting that they showed that particular detail. At one point, they also show her going out of her way, different from the other virgins, and showing charity to a beggar. They also show Satan tempting her in various ways. Now, I think this is spectacularly done because what does it show us? It shows us the challenges and the spiritual difficulties that she had to face, that somehow Satan was attacking her in different ways, and there was a battle that she had to wage. Now, one of my favorite scenes of the movie is early on. They show the spiritual battle between Gabriel and Lucifer that is spectacular. The way that they show the battle is so subtle, but you can see the supernatural aspect of it. That part, I put a star here. It was awesome. At that point, the movie just totally won me over, and I thought, this is a great movie. Overall, the movie was shot beautifully, extremely professionally done, very, very much Hollywood. The main kind of actor at the center of it, aside from the Blessed Mother, is Anthony Hopkins, who plays Herod, and he does a spectacular job of showing how evil Herod is. And he is. He's very evil, but you really get a glimpse of that by watching this movie. There's this amazing scene where Herod, he gets a glimmer of the Blessed Mother, and he's given this sort of vision of the crucifixion of Jesus, as if God is saying she's going to give birth to the Messiah who's going to essentially challenge your kingship. And so he already kind of knew of Mary's power and began wanting to hunt her down. This is sort of interesting how they show in the movie how Herod is somehow aware that there's something different about Mary, and he's very much threatened by her. This is a very strong theme in the movie, that Herod is threatened by everyone, and so he goes and kills anyone who's of danger to him. Now, one of the things that people critique and again, they don't know what they're talking about, is they critique this romantic relationship with Joseph and Mary. Not true. The movie does a beautiful job of showing the love that Joseph has for Mary without it being sexual or romantic. In the entire movie, he never hugs her, he never kisses her, and only once does he hold her hand towards the very end in their marriage and their betrothal. I think they play that card amazingly. In fact, there was a scene where I believe Mary was pregnant. She was about to give birth, and she invites Joseph to sit next to her. And I thought, Netflix is going to blow it. Because she asked him, what's bothering you? Something was bothering Joseph. And I thought he was going to say something sexual. I was like, oh no, they're going to blow it. Here they go. This is what they're talking about. Nothing. You know what was bothering him? You know what he said? He said, it bothers me. Why was I chosen? Man, that second thing that just totally won me over to the genius of this movie. So they're definitely shown to be human, and there's this relationship between them, but it's really more like a friendship, and they do it powerfully. There's also different scenes that I think are really quite interesting. The Annunciation, the way that they show that is really amazing. They show this one scene where Mary's asking, how is this going to happen? How am I going to have the child? And then Gabriel shows her this kind of miraculous weather event, as if to say, God can do anything. He can do this. And then he disappears. So these are scenes that we have not seen. The Bible does not describe. So directors have to use their imagination. I thought they did a very good job about that. Some of the timing in the movie is a little bit confusing, partially, I guess, because when you read the scriptures, we don't exactly know when different things happen. So for instance, this one thing happens where everyone begins to find out that Mary is pregnant before being married, the temple, the entire town, and then they have to flee. In the scriptures, I'm not sure that that's clear. It seems like the only one that really knew this was Joseph, but they, I think, were playing this card of the difficulty of getting pregnant without being officially married, which I think is interesting because this is something that we have to think about, the danger that she was put in saying yes to God's will. Again, we don't know how it all happened. There was a few things that they did not have in there, despite the fact that the Archangel Gabriel was throughout the movie and all these different really awesome scenes. They never show him appearing to Joseph in a dream, telling him about Mary, that what God is doing in her is miraculous, or telling him to take them to Egypt. I don't know why they didn't insert that, because he's inserted in all types of other places. I think in the movie, to make it more interesting to the viewer, they really exaggerated the danger and the threat that the Blessed Mother and Joseph were facing. So they had soldiers going everywhere searching for the king before. And possibly this is actually what's happening. They definitely show the scene of the murder of the Holy Innocents. I think the way that they did that was powerful. It really gives you a grasp of the awfulness of all that. The only thing that I thought was a little bit strange about the movie is that they show different scenes where Joseph is shown to be somewhat violent, because these soldiers come and attack the Blessed Mother, and he kind of violently defends her. So he defends her. He's shown as a strong young man. Was he violent? My impression is that Joseph was the most gentle saint that you could ever find. They probably do that to kind of get us to see him in a more realistic way. Now, there is one scene that is theologically incorrect, and that's when the Blessed Mother gives birth to Jesus. Our Catholic tradition tells us that that birth was supernatural, that Jesus did no harm to the Blessed Mother at all, and that she did not have a normal birth. In fact, I want to read to you how it is that we Catholics think of it from the Mystical City of God. Most Catholics don't know this, and probably the people making the movie don't know this also. So they just showed the birth as being normal. In that sense, I don't think we should see that and then throw away the entire movie, but actually it's an opportunity for a discussion, and that's exactly what happened with my wife. She wasn't too clear on that scene, and we paused the movie, and I told her, oh, by the way, when Mary gave birth to Jesus, because she was immaculately conceived and because he was the Son of God, it was completely pain-free to her. And she wasn't clear on all those details, so it actually provided for some good conversation. Overall, I would say that the movie was amazing. It was beautiful. It was powerful. I think the central theme of the movie is the intense danger that the whole birth of Jesus and the whole life of Mary, the intense danger that surrounded them. In other words, they were risking their lives in order to serve God. And Mary did that, and Joseph did that heroically. And the movie portrays them as heroes, which I think is beautiful and really quite captivating. Now, let me read to you how Venerable Mary of Agreda describes the birth of Jesus, in case you've never heard this described, because you probably have never heard this talked about from the pulpit, or no one's even described it. This is just a short paragraph, so hear what she has to say. At the end of the beatific rapture and vision of the Mother, ever Virgin, which I have described above, was born the Son of Justice, the only begotten of the Eternal Father, and of Mary, most pure, beautiful, refulgent, and immaculate, leaving her untouched in her virginal integrity and purity, and making her more godlike and forever sacred. For he did not divide, but penetrated the virginal chamber as the rays of the sun penetrate the crystal shrine, lighting it up in prismatic beauty. That's the most commonly used metaphor, that Jesus passed through the Blessed Mother the same way that light passes through glass. So if you want to know what it was like that. Another comment on the actress that portrayed Mary. You could never portray Mary perfectly. No one will ever be as good as the real thing. And we all imagine her in certain ways. The reality is, we weren't there. We don't know what she was like. And even if a mystic describes her in a certain way, we don't know what she was like. She left a little bit to be desired, but I think overall she did a good job. She was just very much a teenager. Although there was elements of maturity that she also showed. There was a scene where she was late to one of her classes and she had a little bit back and forth with the professor. However, she was doing that quoting scripture. So they did this kind of weird thing of like, she was a little bit teenagerish, but this holiness also came out. Sometimes people get overly picky on these particular details. Overall, I think she did a beautiful job of showing a young Blessed Mother. I hope you watch this movie. Leave charitable comments below so we can have a good conversation about it. I'll see you in the next one.